DeepEnglish.com.
Cheating death, past continuous. With no time to ponder the situation, Yates was acting instinctively. How was he acting? He was acting instinctively. Who was acting instinctively? Yates was acting instinctively. He was choosing life. The lifesaver was becoming the executioner. Was he choosing life? Yes, he was choosing life. What was the lifesaver becoming? The lifesaver was becoming the executioner. Simpson was falling 150 feet to almost certain death. How far was he falling? He was falling 150 feet. Who was falling 150 feet? Simpson was falling 150 feet. Simpson was fighting death despite the fall. He was surviving for 4 days without food or water. Who was fighting death despite the fall? Simpson was fighting death despite the fall. How long was he surviving for without food or water? He was surviving for 4 days without food or water. The resourceful mountaineer was dragging himself the 4 miles back to camp where a surprised Yates was waiting. Was he dragging himself back to camp? Yes, he was dragging himself back to camp. How far was he dragging himself? He was dragging himself 4 miles. Simpson wasn't blaming Simon for cutting the rope. Was Simpson blaming Simon for cutting the rope? No, Simpson wasn't blaming Simon for cutting the rope. He was feeling angry, but at the circumstances, not with Simon. Who was feeling angry? Simpson was feeling angry. What was he feeling angry about? He was feeling angry at the circumstances. He wasn't feeling resentment towards him whatsoever. What wasn't he feeling? He wasn't feeling resentment. He wasn't thinking Simon should have chosen to die together with him. What wasn't he thinking? He wasn't thinking Simon should have chosen to die together with him. He was feeling grateful that Simon cut the rope, and he was feeling thankful they both lived. What was he feeling grateful about? He was feeling grateful that Simon cut the rope. What was he feeling thankful about? He was feeling thankful they both lived. One animal that maybe wasn't feeling thankful was Mike the chicken. Who wasn't feeling thankful? Mike the chicken wasn't feeling thankful. One morning in 1945, Lloyd Olson and his wife, Clara, were killing chickens on their farm in Colorado. When were they doing this? They were doing this one morning in 1945. Were they killing pigs on their farm? No, they weren't killing pigs on their farm. They were killing chickens on their farm. They were cutting off the heads of about 50 of the birds when they noticed something unusual. What were they doing to 50 of the birds? They were cutting off the heads of about 50 of the birds. One of the headless chickens was still running around as if it didn't have a care in the world. Who was still running around? One of the headless chickens was still running around. Was he running around like he didn't have a care in the world? Yes, he was running around like he didn't have a care in the world. Lloyd was putting the peculiar chicken in an old apple box and leaving it overnight. Was he putting a chicken in an old apple box? Yes, he was putting a chicken in an old apple box. What kind of chicken was he putting in an old apple box? He was putting a peculiar chicken in an old apple box. Much to his shock, the very next morning, the headless bird was still moving. What was the headless bird still doing? The headless bird was still moving. When was this happening? This was happening the very next morning.